This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Bill Fick Ford, the WCRA, and Resistol. Bill Fick Ford, the number one Super Duty dealer in the entire country, is still taking care of their customers. It's hard to get trucks right now, but there's some perks when you're the number one Super Duty dealer in the country. You still got trucks. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com to get the no bull discounts that no one else is giving during this crazy time that we're living in. Bill Fick Ford is still the place to go. In fact, if you ask me, it's the only place to get a new Super Duty dealer today. Bill Fick Ford. Who wants to be rodeo's next millionaire? It's time. That time again through the WCRA, you can win $1 million by nominating your rides or runs and earning points through the WCRA. Through the Triple Crown of Rodeo, the WCRA will award $1 million in cash prizes to any one athlete or collection of athletes who wins first place in any three consecutive WCRA major rodeos. $1 million is completely up for grabs. The days of 47 cowboy games and rodeo will be the second stop of the 2021 Triple Crown of Rodeo Series. The event will pay out over $560,000 and will be held July 20th through the 24th in Salt Lake City. Get this, there will be zero entry fees, people. You heard me correctly. No entry fees. The only way to qualify for the Triple Crown of Rodeo event is by nominating your rides and runs with the WCRA. Use promo code GAGE10 for 10% off your next nomination. Again, that promo code is GAGE10 for 10% off your next nomination. To learn more, just visit WCRARodeo.com and learn how you can earn a spot at the Days of 47 Rodeo and possibly be rodeo's next millionaire. What?
It doesn't matter if it's your cowboy hat or your equipment. Your cowboy hat is part of your equipment. So when you show up feeling good, looking good, you're going to perform well.
I never see us letting our foot off the gas because we're all gas, no brakes, and we work hard and we play even harder and we want as many gold buckles as we can possibly get.
We really live it and put everything we have into everything that we do here, whether it's working hard, riding bareback horses, playing on the boat, it's full send.
What's underneath that hat and what's in your heart as a cowboy is what really matters.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradud.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. All right, guys, this is part two of the Compton Cowboy podcast where we talk about the music, Dr. Dre, and all that good stuff. Check it out. So that must be the yellow horse you're on all the time, right?
Yep. So Goldie, the golden stallion, I just got him recently. Probably I probably only had him maybe a year now. In the summer, it'll be a year, I feel like. That horse also changed my life because, okay, you know, I'm doing this rapper thing, like this music shit.
Yeah, I want to talk about that next.
Yeah, which is like a recent development over the last few years. I've been doing music for a long time, but like what I'm doing now, how my host thing now is a new thing. That kind of came from Compton Cowboys and the vibe. But so, you know, like I'm like, I want to be this star rapper, dude. Like, you know, country, I consider myself a country music artist as well. But I'm like, I want to be the star musician, and I'm looking at the rappers like, all the rappers, they always going to get like the high end Ferraris and, you know, exotic luxury cars. I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to get the high end horse.
Yep.
So I was like, man, my boy had that stallion at his ranch. Shout out to Monty at Platinum Plus Stallions. He built his whole company around that horse. He was like, you know, breeding studs like Tennessee Walker stallions and stuff, and or just Tennessee Walkers in general. And that horse is a special breed. Like, he's champagne gold, which is a special color gene. And then he's homozygous, which means that, like, his color gene is always dominant. So no matter what, he'll always throw a gold horse, like, which is crazy. So he built this whole company around that horse, and then he kind of transitioned from just breeding to being, now he does, like, speed racking and all that, like, you know. So this horse is not one of those speed racking horses. So he was kind of just sitting around. And I hit him like, man, you know, I'm looking for a, I need a horse like Goldie. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm thinking he would never get rid of Goldie because that's the star horse.
Right.
For what he was doing at the time. And you got, when you see that horse, man, that horse blows everybody away. He's just like his color, his build, everything, his temper, everything is crazy. I had him on the Kelly Clarkson show the other day. I rode him into the studio. It's on my Instagram. It's on the Instagram. It's just crazy. Built this whole company around that horse, and then he was sitting around. So I was like, bro, I need this horse, man. I mean, I need a horse like that one that you got. And he was like, well, you know, actually, I was thinking about rehoming Goldie because I'm doing different things now. He kind of just sitting around, and he has fans, and he has a lot of life left. And, you know, like, I want him to still be a star. You feel me? I still want him to shine out there. I don't want him sitting around. Like, so I was like, bro, let's do it. Like, you know, so we rehomed him with me, with Compton Cowboys. And so that been like, he's like my Rolls Royce that I pull out on, on these motherfuckers when they want to act like, you know what I'm saying? See, we ain't got it going on. I'm like, yeah, let me pull the gold stallion out on your ass. And it works, man. It blows people away. It makes me feel like I'm doing what I want to do, and it's exciting. So, yeah, I love that horse. Goldie Loke, man. He dope. He real dope. Yep.
Yeah, he's good looking. So let's talk about the music thing, right? You're saying that's a recent development. We were talking about Dr. Dre. We're doing all that.
Yeah.
You're gonna sing some songs for us here pretty soon, too. I'm looking forward to that. But where'd this all start with the music? I mean, obviously, if you're probably from Compton, everybody has that bug just a little
bit. Right. It's a lot of people want to.
That's like Texas and Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Compton is definitely music forward, music centric. It's very prominent. Art, music, and sports. Obviously, a lot of dope rappers come from Compton. A lot of dope athletes have come from Compton. Shout out to everybody from the city that's doing their thing right now. You got DeMar DeRozan out there, you know, doing his thing. Kendrick Lamar's and all that. Everybody doing their shit. But when I was growing up, I always loved music, man. I remember being like a kid riding with my dad. You know, his favorite artist was Too Short. But mind you, he's like a white collar, like, corporate guy, mm-hmm. but he's listening to all this rap, biatch, like all this shit, right? So we used to be like riding the car, and he working at like, you know, LAX or UCLA, like some big IT director dude, but like fully suit, tie, everything, but like on the way to work, we're just like, motherfucker, biatch, all this crazy rap shit. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to all that, learning and knowing all the words, but being like, I can't sing in front of my, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember always, ever since being a kid, I always was very inclined towards remembering all the words and the melodies and everything. So I always loved music. And then, so my dad was listening to all the rap shit. And then my auntie was listening to all this country music because she was like a cowgirl that mm-hmm. would be pulling horses to the rodeo. And she just would always wear her
was
cowgirl
hat.
Was
she your dad's sister?
Or yeah, yeah, it's my dad's sister. Okay. Yeah, they're brother and sister. They work together. They work in tandem. They kind of came to Compton together and did it together. My dad was like them.
Yeah, so the family really, really stuck together, right?
Yeah.
Totally against the norm, right?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's a special story, man. And I shout out to, it's a kudos to them how they did it. You know, even though they did, you know, it's crazy. Like, family we so dysfunctional to the point where we like managed the chaos and to functionality. It's weird.
Dude, that's everybody. Right. Some people just don't talk about it publicly.
Yeah, yeah. It's just facts. It's normal shit. But so my dad was listening to all this crazy rap music. And that was his shit growing up, when I was growing up. And then, you know, my aunt was always listening to all the country music because she was the cowgirl. Always wearing her hat. And when we was in the rig, we was going to all these events, she would just always play country music. So, you know, got Alan Jackson, Reba McEntire, actually Dance by Leanne Womack. I think that's her. No, is it Leah? Is it? Yeah, it is.
Riley, you probably know.
I hope you dance. That song is still probably one of my favorite songs of all time. Just, it's so emotional. I still cry about it when I hear it. But my auntie used to listen to all that country music. So my whole soundscape as a kid was rap. And I'm not talking about like the positive, like, you know, fight the power rap. I'm talking about like, motherfucker, I'ma shoot you in, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking NWA, Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? Like real gangster rap almost, basically. You feel me? So then and then my auntie listening to all the country music, all the, you know, down by the way down yonder by the Chad and Hoochie. You never have much of money, water men to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm listening to all that shit. At the same time, and, you know, I'm at the rodeo wearing my chaps, running around listening to all the country music, and I'm with my dad in the backseat listening to all the rap. So that was the two music that I really grew up on. So when I started doing music, I never even thought about that. I just was doing music just for this, because of out of love of music. So for like the last, you know, I've been doing it for now over 10 years. And for the first like 7 years, which has been most of my career so far, has been just doing what I was basically doing, pop music. Writing those songs, trying to write songs for big pop artists and different things like that. And country stuff never occurred to me. And none of my influence never really occurred to me. So then we started doing Compton Cowboys. I put the music kind of on the side, started focusing on the ranch, the horses, the kids, the homies, the neighborhood, the community, all that shit. So that's going on. I'm doing this. I'm starting to wear my cowboy hat more now. I'm wearing my boots. I'm back. Because when I got out of grad school, I moved to the Valley. I was working corporate and had a condo and was living the whole city life. And shit. And that shit was not it, right? So I'm like, all right, I left. Quit. So I could, you know, the Compton Cowboys, the Guinness commercial had happened. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to quit and just like try to dive in to build this thing from ground up and be able to. At the same time, I was going to have my first son. So I was thinking differently as a man and stuff. You feel me? So now I'm in the mode. I'm still going to the studio all the time. So now I'm like going in the studio, but now I got my cowboy hat when I walk in the studio. So now I'm like, dang, man, let me just do some fun shit. So I did like a demo song. One song, I want to do a trap country song. So what's funny is, you know, coincidentally, it ended up being Lil Nas X ended up doing exactly what I was doing with that specific sound, which, you know, in hindsight, I didn't never really want to do that sound, but that was
probably not exactly what he was doing.
Not exactly
right?
That, yeah. But the first song I did was that. Like, if you hear it, it's like, yo, this is, once I did it, this is before his stuff even hit, I did a song. And after I'm listening to the song, I'm like, yo, if somebody figures out this hood trap country blend, like, it's out of here. Cause nobody has ever done it, and it can work. Like, I know it can work. So I'm running around LA, like, man, I got this sound, bro. I'm gonna help me develop this sound. All the hood producers was like, bro, I ain't fucking doing no country music. I don't even know shit about that, bro. And then all the people that knew anything about country, they was like, I don't know shit about the hood. I don't know nothing about that. So I couldn't even get the producers to. Nobody was into it. Nobody thought there was a market for it. Nobody, but they liked my demo, but they were like, who's gonna listen to this, bro? Like,
yeah.
So then one day my homegirl Haley, who had heard the song before, she sends me like some meme. I think it was a horse that was hanging out the side of the horse trailer, but like as if it was bumping the Lil Nas X song. Right. Like the horses in the bay, and it was the horses doing this. She sent me that and she's like, yo, your song is so much better than this. Like, but this song is like blowing up.
It's really not that great of a song.
It's really it was the song got hot because it was like a meme in social media, and it was more about the kids and the viral nature of the vibe of less of the
man. That last song he came out with a lot different.
You can see I don't even know shit. I don't even follow. I don't even know what the fuck he's doing. But so this is the whole thing right with that. It's all relevant because once I saw that I was like, once I saw it blowing up I was like I knew this sound would happen and I knew somebody would do it. So at first I was heartbroken because I wanted it to be me. And I was like, man, fuck this stupid kid. Then I was like, oh, well, actually, I don't want to do this sound because I wanted to do more rhythmic stuff, less trap heavy. And then I was like, oh, but hey, he broke a door down. He bust the door in. And now people are having the conversations about the sound. And they want to find out where is this coming from and who's going to be doing this. So that was a plus. Because that first one, I was trying to talk about the sound and do it. And there was no precedent. So people wouldn't even hear the conversation. But then you got the hit record. And now that song has the most weeks at number one on the Billboard chart of any song of all time.
Yeah.
It's the biggest song of all time, in theory, in Billboard terms.
Right.
So I felt vindicated, but I was like, okay, so damn, now I knew I was onto something. And now the culture is aware and alive and willing to have the conversation. But because he's not an authentic representation of what this is, he's going to open the door and then abandon the whole lane because it's not him.
Oh, he did too.
Yeah, it's not him. He did that song for fun. He was never trying to be a cowboy. The label and all them people made him do the cowboy shtick thing. He was never that. That was never what he wanted to do. He just milked it.
What was he doing in his last song, Ty? Some pretty weird shit. Some real weird shit.
But that's a good thing for me because now the whole industry is like, yo, this Old Town Road thing is a thing. But he doesn't want to do that. And who's going to do this? And that's where I come in. I'm the Compton Cowboy. I'm the streets.
I'm
the streets and the country. This is my life. I'm born and raised. I was trying to do this sound. He did that. I ain't really want to do that. But I got a sound for you that's going to be mine from top to bottom, left to right. And so now that's where I'm at now. In 2021, I done found my sound. I'm working with great producers. I got an original sound, original take, everything. I got an EP out now, working on the album. I got all these other songs in my catalog. And I'm excited. I'm like, yo, what I'm doing is pioneering some shit. Nobody's going to do what I'm really doing. I'm going to be bringing my music, not only going to be an original sound, but it's going to be healing the culture. It's going to bring black and white people together, bring the country and the streets together. It's going to bring old and young together. in an authentic way. And it's, I'm gonna be able to sustain that because it's my life. It ain't no shtick. I can do these songs all day in my sleep because I got stories from, I got stories from kid to now, 31 years of shit I can talk about. And now I got the right producers to help me craft the sound. So I go in there and it's like drinking water now. It's easy. And I'm, and now I'm looking at my career as a, I'm like, yo, the trajectory is just out of here, bro. I can, I know I'm going to be one of the biggest artists in the world at some point. You feel me? I'm just on that. I'm just on that path. I'm in the, I'm on the journey to that. You know what I mean? So, the EP is out now. Working on my album. Shout out Dr. Dre. He produced my debut single as Randy Savvy, the Compton Cowboy. My song is called Colorblind. It's a song addressing, you know, the issues that we face in the streets with police brutality and gang violence and all that. It's a rap song. It's a country song. It's no, it's neither, but it's both. And so now I'm on that path. I'm on that path,
bro. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait to see what happens. But you know what I want to do, dude? I want to listen to the music now.
Yeah, man.
You ready to do
we
that?
We should do it. We should do the music, man. So what you want to do first? You want me to perform some shit or you want to hear one? You want to play one? Then we should play the Colorblind song and then I'll perform two songs.
Yeah. Guys, I need one favor. Please rate and review this podcast on Apple. If you are listening to it on Apple, we'd be number one, but we don't have enough reviews. We got the downloads, not the reviews. It's bureaucracy. Help us.
We back in?
We're back in. Yeah, so you want to tell us the story of the song? We just got to hear the whole kind of story about how you got linked up with Dr. Dre, and I think everybody can hear that.
Yeah,
and
man.
Understand what that means.
Yeah, Dre, shout out to Doc, the OG, man, Compton's finest. You know, he's a really solid man, a really good dude. He's a shining example of what somebody from Compton can do. And so I think he sees that in me and recognized that just from the movement that, you know, we putting together and all the efforts that I put out here in the community and the world. And so he just reached out to me and was like, hey, I'm a Compton Cowboys fan. He called my phone, bro. Like, I was in there I was in there eating lunch with my little brother and I think about nothing. Bro, I just be in my own mode. I just be, everybody that know me know, I just be in a zone, man. I just be in my phones or my emails. I'm hustling. I'm making moves all day, every day. And so I don't really stop and think about nothing. But I was sitting there with my little bro eating. And then my phone rang from a block call, which I normally don't answer block calls. I let it go to voicemail because, you know, you'll pick it up and be like, hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-so. I heard about Compton Cowboys. Like, I would love to come film you right now. And I'm like, bro. So that's no, so with block calls, I normally just let it go to voicemail or whatever. But something told me and it answered the phone. I feel like really it was like, you know, divine intervention. You feel me? And so I was like, let me just answer the phone. So I answered the phone. I was like, hi, Randy speaking. He was like, yo, Randy, what up? This is Dre. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this motherfucking Dr. Dre is calling my phone, bro? Like, not his assistant, not some, you know, representative. Himself. I'm talking about the doc, like, calling my cell phone. So I'm like, but, you know, I immediately went into that, you know, mode. Like, oh, because the main thing with big time folks, they don't like when you treat them all like, you know, holier than thou. Like, be regular human. So I just went regular to human mode. Like, oh, what's up, doc, man? Thank you for reaching out, bro. Like, you know, I rock with you. I appreciate you reaching out. So we just start talking life and everything. And he was like, man, I'm a Compton Cowboys fan. First and foremost, I've been heard about y'all. I know what y'all, I love what y'all doing. I've been wanting to get involved, but I've just been in the studio and got all this other stuff going on. But I'm glad, like, you know, we finally talking. And this is like when COVID is first hitting. So like right. All of our resources.
About
like,
this time last year.
Yeah. So we was in the process of like, you know, starting to like be strapped for dollars and different things. And, you know, we still got to feed these horses. They still got to eat. Horses don't give a damn what you going through. They have to eat. And they will let you know that. So I was like, man, you know, he was like, man, you know, I heard y'all got your stuff going on. Like, how can I help you? I was like, man, you know, my main priority is trying to feed these horses, man. Like, because the horses, we take care of the horses, we can take care of everything. Like, the horses going to take care of us. As long as my horse is healthy and well, and you know, I feel like that's my whole thing. So he was like, "Say less, man. I'll feed the horses for a year. Like, what else?" And just like that, and I was like, "Oh damn." Well, I was like, I was kind of reluctant to tell him about the music because, like, I'm sure you know everybody that talks to him probably is like, "Yo, I do music."
Yep.
And this is my head. This is going through my head in real time at the time, and I'm like, "Damn, should I tell him about the music?" I'm like, fuck it, he did ask what else I do. And I actually do music.
Yep.
I was like, well, I do music too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm working, I'm recording and stuff. He was like, oh man, send me everything. So send him some music, and then he like ended up liking one of the songs, a couple of songs on the little collection I sent him. And he was like, yeah, man, whatever you want to do with it, like, let me know. So I was like, you know, and this is all the same time while like Black Lives Matter is starting to heat up, and then like George Floyd gets killed. And then
so
I'm
it
like,
all distracts from it, probably, right? Pulls it off.
Well, the converse is like once that happened, it made me look at my music different and what I wanted to do with it. So I was hearing some songs. I think I heard a Meek Mill song right after George Floyd died that was addressing, like, it was called "The Other Side of America," like addressing the powers that be, all the problems and all the shit. I was like, damn, I need a song like that, like a song that addresses some real shit. And I was like, damn, do I have anything like that? So I started going back to my catalog, and then this song "Colorblind" that I had jumped out at me, because I originally wrote it about gang members and police and like you know, the problems that we face in the streets with like all these different colors. So you'll hear the song in a minute, but you'll see in the hook I talk about how these different colors are like traumatizing colors in the hood, like, you know, red and blue lights, like, you know, the police lights, or, you know, red and blue flags, and you know, the yellow tape and white chalk, and, you know what I'm saying, all these different colors that are like traumatizing in the streets. But I originally wrote it about like street to street, like gang member violence, like us killing each other. But in the context, and I'm listening to it after George Floyd and thinking about Black Lives Matter and listening to the same exact song with the same lyrics, the same exact recording,
means something different.
It's speaking a whole different thing. Now it's talking about the police killing us and how we're going to address that as a community and fight that. Like, it's the same song, different, you know, different interpretation. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the song. So I called Dre immediately. Doc, this is a song I want to do, no question about it. I ain't even thinking about it. I want to put this one out. It got to mean something. This is what we're doing for the community, the culture. Like, this is what I want to do. He's like, say less. Bring it to me first, and we'll put it out, and we'll get it together, and then you put it out. So I was like, for sure. So he invited me to the studio at his crib, you know what I'm saying? Had all his people there for me, and he produced my record, Colorblind. And the Dr. Dre mix is the one I put out as my single, and you hear it right now. I want to play it for y'all. So yeah, I don't want to talk too much about it. Without further ado, this is my debut single, Colorblind, the Dr. Dre mix, produced by Dr. Dre and my boy Jay Philly, who did the original rendition that Dr. Dre ended up tweaking and making it a whole different thing. And yeah, hope y'all like it.
Yellow tape, black face, white chalk on the ground. Sometime I wish I was colorblind, cause that shit bring me down. Knew a couple soldiers that went on some missions, lost and ain't been found. Damn. We blessed the bottle, then pass it around. I'm so tired of that.
I wonder will it ever change. Been praying all my life for better days. Too many vacations. Mama's pillows looking like they been out in the rain. The niggas still gang banging. Nah, I can't blame them. Tell me what you'll do if that was the only family you ever knew. Red or blue, you gon' die for them, cause they done die for you. That's the truth, eulogies to prove it. Niggas ain't stupid, niggas know exactly what we doing. But tell me what the fuck we supposed to do with these shitty ass cars that we dealt. We drowning, we need help. And you know niggas can't swim, we ain't no Michael Phelps. Pray for myself, I'm lacking in mental health. Not to mention where's the wealth round here. We gon' stealth round here. For them blue slave masters, we gon' slave round here. Ain't no house nigga shit, we in the field on the bitch for real.
Red light, blue light, yellow tape, black face, white chalk on the ground. Sometime I wish I was colorblind, cause that shit bring me down. Knew a couple soldiers that went on some missions, lost and ain't been found. Damn. We blessed the bottle, then pass it around.
I'm so tired of that.
Same shit, a different day. Another rest in peace shirt, another homie in the grave. This shit a shame when you can't even live long enough to see your granny hairs turn gray. We done switched the whole shit. Parents burying their kids, supposed to be the other way. So many shades at them funerals to hide away them tears. Ray-Bans making bank, I can't take it. This shit a curse, gotta break it. We pass it down to every generation. No, we ain't forsaken, we just stuck in the matrix. Somebody gotta be the one to kill off all these agents of pain and trauma. That 44 like Obama, keep niggas with all the drama. They gotta stop it. I know you was taught to pop it at niggas with them hot lips, and niggas try to stop it, get dropped with. But that's not it. I can
promise if you take a second read between the lines, you gon' find they just want you doing time, trying to lock away your mind, cause they know when it's a gold mine. No cap, nigga, I don't even rap, I'm just on here speaking facts. For my niggas in the hood, loading up another strap, plotting on the payback for your brother that they whack. Man, I know that shit was whack, but don't go out like that.
Ain't no taking that back.
Red light, blue light, yellow tape, black face, white chalk on the ground.
White chalk on the ground.
Sometimes I wish I was colorblind, cause that shit bring me down.
That shit bring me down.
Knew a couple soldiers that went on some missions, lost and ain't been found. We bless the bottle, then pass it around.
I'm so tired of that.
I feel like I finally found it. We're supposed to be at divine order, everything on purpose. You know what I'm saying? All my niggas resting in peace. They ain't resting in vain, though. That's real. My niggas. My niggas. 100. Big facts. Kid.
Yeah, man.
That's good.
If I was a big artist, that song would be Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what,
we're going to get there.
You know what kind of reminds me of J. Cole just a little
bit? Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm influenced by the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear me, you're going to hear everything that I grew up on, that my influences. I like to take everything that I grew up on that I love and that I like and that I have a lot of fun with and put it all in one, and that becomes my sound. And I think that's just artistry. I think that's all recording artists. I think, you know, you grow up, the reason you want to be a musician is some musician inspired you to want to do that. You know what I'm saying? So you'll take their stuff, so a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And but yeah, very much intentional too. Like,
yeah.
Cole's,
no,
like,
I could tell it was.
Cole's like,
it's the right feel.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. So yeah, that's my debut single, Colorblind, Dr. Dre mix. That's out right now. It's on all streaming platforms. You can go get that. And then I think we can get into some new stuff. My EP is out right now. I want to perform two songs off of that. The everybody's favorite songs off of that so far. The EP has 5 joints on it. I'm performing 2 of them. The going favorite so far. One is called First Rodeo, and the second one is called Lone Ranger. And I think if we let me see if I'm putting my shades on though.
Do it. I'm gonna get out your way and you're gonna do it.
Let's get it. Let me get that. Let me get that Todd, let me get that that First Rodeo instrumental. And turn it up a little bit. Yeah. Turn me up a little more. I wanna hear it. Yes, sir. Yeah. Shout out the Gage Podcast, man. I'm up here in the mix, man. It's that vibe right here. Yeah, yeah. Big Sav. Let me get a little more volume in the headphones. Hey.
Yeah. I heard they was talking. Lil dog, that's a lot of big bargain. Big stick on my hemp limb walking. Play around, lay him flat, then chug him. On the late night ride, slide. Ain't no keys to the jump up high. I done paid my tithes, all my niggas got blessed, we gon' catch a little vibe. Tell you one more time, then you gon' respect my name, you know how I get down. Gang 2, know we run this town. Look down, know you look up now. I'm a one of them kind, I ain't finna walk him down. A nigga oughta know by now. Hey, look, this ain't my I just window tint the rig, they don't need to know who's in it. If I got them bills on me, know I gotta spend them. Fuck off on nothing, we giving that shit to the children. Ay, we get it right back in the morning. Thugger told you them horses keep going. Feed the people, they stomachs be moaning. You game ball when your people is broken. We the wave cause we came off the ocean. Now we coughing up Luke for the walk in. I ain't never live in no apartments, but I had to play my part. Ay, I just had to put it in drive, can't fuck with the part. Huh, facts. Ay, niggas ain't built like this, they ain't got these parts. Competition, that's no start. I done put in my whole heart. Ay. They yelling war now, but we can't slow down. Time we on go now, wrong or right. I heard they was talking. Lil dog, that's a lot of big bargain. Big stick on my hemp limb walking. Play around, lay him flat, then choke him. on a late night ride. Slide, ain't no keys, had to jump up high. I done paid my tithes. All my niggas, God bless, we gon' catch a little vibe. Tell you one more time, know you gon' respect my name, you know how I get down. Gang 2, know we run this town. Look down, know you look up now. I'm a one of them kind, I ain't finna walk him down. A nigga oughta know by now. Hey, this ain't my first rodeo.
That was fun. I ain't never performed this song. That's funny. That was my first time performing it. I love that. That's the vibe. That one's called First Rodeo. That's the intro on the track. The recorded version is a little vibe. That's the performance version. Yeah, people like that. I think I want to do Lone Ranger now. Give me that. Yeah. I got to get my voice right for this one. Here we go. Yeah. I'm alone. I'm a Lone Ranger, I prefer to be that way. My niggas, my family straight. God know these trees ain't safe. To my kids what I'm supposed to say. It's a good world filled with hate. They gon' bury us all one day, ay. To the sky I keep my face. I get down on my knees and pray. To the bells only know one way. Can't nobody take the food off my plate. All my life I've been coming first place. Wrong ain't right, but we do it anyway. Wrong stop sign, it could be your last day. No nighttime, they did it in broad day. Man down, another nigga slipping with his hands down. Bends down, what now? 911, I'm in jeopardy. My life in jeopardy, all my babies that was left of me. Plus all this loot, ay. And if I put me in the grave, make them bury me in my boots, ay. I'm a Lone Ranger, I prefer to be that way. My niggas, my family straight. God know these trees ain't safe. To my kids what I'm supposed to say. It's a good world filled with hate. They gon' bury us all one day. Somebody tell me what did this world done came to? I can feel all this love and all of this pain too. The devil keep working, we know that for certain. Can't get in my way of my purpose. I done carved my name on this service. Way too blessed up. Hanging out the roof of my truck, sipping on a red cup. That's a cowboy fantasy. Young nigga running these streets. I done been through the mud. That shit made a man of me. Then I got the 4x4 when I lift that bitch up. That part of the plan for me. Eye numbers on my hip, don't try me. Got 2 kids down to catch me a body. Who the realest in town, ain't it obvious? Pressure, I'm a motherfucking lobbyist. Top flow, nigga, you won't catch me with a lobbyist. Big dog, that ain't my pedigree. Lie my life in jeopardy. Get my babies always left to me. Cause all this loot, ay. And when they put me in the grave, make them bury me in my boots, ay. I'm playing around. I'm a Lone Ranger, I prefer to be that way. My niggas, my family straight. God know these streets ain't safe. To my kid what I'm supposed to say. It's a good world filled with hate. They gon' bury us all one day, ay. I'm a Lone Ranger, I prefer to be that way. My niggas, my family straight. God know these streets ain't safe. My kids when I'm supposed to say it's a good world filled with hate. They gonna bury us all one day. Hey, yeah. It's my first time performing these songs, man. I'm having fun right now. It's a little jibber jabber going on up in there, but you know what I mean. You don't catch a vibe. Hey, they gonna bury us all one day. Lone Ranger. Hey, thank y'all so much for letting me perform these songs. I'm having a good time, man. It's the first time ever doing it, so, you know, a little bit loose around the edges, but it's a vibe, man. I appreciate y'all having me here, and I appreciate everybody listening. Go get the Late Night Ride EP. It's out now on all streaming platforms. My name is Randy Savvy, and I love y'all, man. Compton Cowboys, we the game. Peace.
This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys next time.